I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. At least 100,000 civilians made a harrowing escape from Sri Lanka's war zone Wednesday. Tamil Tiger rebels had been using them as human shields. A government bent on ending the 25-year civil war cornered the insurgents, all while trying to protect civilians. Open Doors Minister-at-Large Paul Esterbrook says Christians are poised to answer the humanitarian crisis. The Religious Liberty Partnership, a coalition made up of evangelical agencies, has also launched a global prayer campaign.
They also call on the church worldwide to pray for not only the situation of people who are caught in the middle of this conflict, but even the potential of anti-conversion laws.
Next, the UN Conference on Racism has done little for Christians. David Harder of Sat7, Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa, says the upset over Iran's anti-Semitic remarks in the conference caused the UN to overlook the treatment of Christians.
Whenever there is animosity towards the West in general, unfortunately, the Christian believers in other countries throughout the region are often targeted because many people view Christianity as a Western religion. They don't realize that it truly is a Middle Eastern religion.
And despite ongoing persecution in India, Partners International reports some good news. Their church growth program saw one believer turn from Hinduism to Christ after seeing his healing power. This believer told Partners her husband was shot by a poisoned arrow. She asked Hindu gods to heal him. When nothing happened, she turned to Jesus for help. Her husband was healed and now both serve God in their community. Pray for their continued spiritual growth. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's now offering a copy of the new book, Breakthrough, The Return of Hope to the Middle East by Tom Doyle with E3 Partners. Get Breakthrough at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.